Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. This is an all-birthday show, and we'll be celebrating the birthdays of Guy Lombardo, Bud Collier, Kay Kaiser, Sammy Fain, and someone you've probably never heard of. Last week, June 16th, marked the birth in 1893 in Lowell, Massachusetts, of Francis John Roan. He was generally called Frank and also went by the nickname of Peach. Very little is known about Roan other than that he managed bands in the Commodore Ballroom in Lowell and had his own band in which his daughter, Mary Catherine Roan, was a singer. It's not even known what, if any, instrument Frank Roan played. About half of Roan's records recorded by Victor were issued as by Roan's Pennsylvanians, apparently a publicity gimmick, taking advantage of the popularity of Waring's Pennsylvanians, since Roan doesn't seem to have played in Pennsylvania. But the band is no gimmick, as you'll hear in these three from Roan's Pennsylvanians.
comes home.
Rowan's Pennsylvanians, June 2nd, 1932, and Sleep, Come On and Take Me, with vocal refrain by Cliff Nazaro. Cliff Nazaro was a comedian specializing in double talk and played character and bit roles in mainly B-movies in the 30s and 40s, and was a cartoon voice actor. Before Cliff Nazaro, it was Bobby Roberts providing the vocal refrain on Chinatown, My Chinatown from January 4, 1932. Chinatown, My Chinatown was composed by Gene Schwartz with the lyric by William Jerome. And we began the show with Is I In Love? I Is, written by Will Marion Cook and J. Russell Robinson, and recorded June 2, 1932. The vocal refrain there was by Cliff Nazaro once again, and someone identified only as Snowball. Well, I'm fully identified as Glenn Robison, and the name of the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, June 19th, marked the birth in 1902 in London, Ontario, Canada, of violinist and bandleader Gaetano Lombardo, better known as Guy. The oldest of seven children, he formed his band in the early 20s with his brothers and made his first records for Jeanette in 1924. Brother Liebert played lead trumpet, Victor was on baritone sax, and Carmen led the reed section and the vocal trio, sang and composed. While performing in Cleveland, Ohio, they began using the name Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, and from Cleveland they moved to Chicago, and then on to New York, where they enjoyed a successful run at the Roosevelt Grill. The band's tagline was the sweetest music this side of heaven, and they had a long string of hits from 1927 to 1954, during which time they sold upwards of 300 million records. The band made numerous radio broadcasts, Lombardo appeared in a number of films, and his annual New Year's Eve show became a national standard. Guy Lombardo was a hydroplane enthusiast for almost 60 years and won 15 Unlimited or Gold Cup class victories as a hydroplane race driver between 1946 and 53. Guy Lombardo died on November 5, 1977. I don't think I'll have to apologize at all to listener Ken for playing the following three records, all from the same March 10, 1924 Jeanette session. Here's Guy Lombardo's Royal Canadians. Thank you. Guy Lombardo's Canadians in their early hot dance band days. Those three sides were all from the same March 10, 1924 session for Jeanette in Richmond, Indiana. The band consisted of Guy on violin and directing, Liebert Lombardo on trumpet, Jack Miles on trombone, Carmen Lombardo and Fred Higman on reeds, Fred Kreiser on piano, Francis Henry played banjo, Eddie Mascherette on brass bass, and George Gowans on drums. We started the show with Cotton Picker's Ball, written by Elmer Schoble and Billy Myers. And that was followed by So This Is Venice, written by Harry Warren, with the lyric by Grant Clark and Edgar Leslie for the New Ziegfeld Follies of 1923. And we just heard Sigh. The fourth side from that session was Mama's Gone Goodbye, written by Peter Bocage and A.J. Perrone. And I have a feeling we just might have time for that a little later on. Guy Lombardo, born June 19th, 1902.
You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, or anytime at all, streaming online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Thank you, Will. Say, have a request for a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on the show? Well, you can send your request or your comments about the show by email to Glenn at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, June 18th, marked the birth in 1905 in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, of James Kern Kaiser, K-Y-S-E-R. You may know him by his middle initial, K. Kaiser. His family was quite prominent in the South. His uncle opened the University of North Carolina's School of Pharmacy in 1897, and both his parents were pioneers in pharmaceuticals. In fact, his mother was North Carolina's first female pharmacist. Kay entered the University of North Carolina in 1923, intending to get a degree in law, but he graduated with a bachelor's in commerce. Hal Kemp was leader of the school's orchestra, and when he was about to graduate, he asked Kaiser to take over the band, even though he had never taken musical lessons. At the first rehearsal, the band's playing was terrible, but nobody seemed to care, thanks to stunts, fake beards, trick hats, and Kaiser's antics on the stage. After graduating in 1928, the band went on the road and managed to scrape by for 3 years. In 1932, they accepted a 4-week engagement in San Francisco, and their audience began to grow. They moved to Santa Monica and returned to San Francisco in 1934. From there, they were booked into the Black Hawk restaurant in Chicago, following Hal Kemp, who was also booked there. About this time, the band began involving the audience and singing song titles, and saxophone player and vocalist Sully Mason came up with a name for the show, K. Kaiser's College of Musical Knowledge. The show was broadcast over radio from the Black Hawk, became a huge hit, and eventually moved to television. During World War II, K. Kaiser broadcast his radio show from service camps and hospitals in the U.S. and overseas. In 1951, at age 44, he left show business and moved back to North Carolina with his wife Georgia, a vocalist with the band, where he took up the causes of healthcare, educational television, and highway safety. Kai Kaiser died of heart failure on July 23, 1985, at age 80. Here's Kai Kaiser.
Oh, I fell up to heaven.
Collegiate Fanny on the phone. Listen, honey, to my moan. You had better be alone, sweetheart. No more bashfulness for me. Since I found this recipe, college love's the thing for me, sweetheart. You have a way of campus petting that's perfection. So in a moment, I'll be going in your direction. Where's my slicker? All aboard. Be that quicker than a Ford. Collegiate Fanny, you're the one for me.
what's going on. Are we recording or are we recording?
Why, sure we are. But take a peep. The gang's asleep.
Well, that won't do. The recording must go on. Hey, Mr. Bugleman, blow your horn.
You can't sleep up here.
You're right, Bill. You can't sleep on this record. Hey, Sully. Sully, be my spokesman.
You can't sleep up here. No, you can't sleep up here. Straighten up, get ready, here we go. We're recording, come on, let's go. For crying out loud, just look at that great big crowd. All the dancers waiting on the floor. Didn't pay to hear a snore. Wake up, wake up. Break it up, let's carry on. One, two, one, two. Keep your eye on Kay's baton. Believe it or not, we're all on the spot. Do we want our pay to disappear?
No.
Then we just can't sleep up here.
Stop it, wake up and blow. Like Gabriel, you know. High notes and low, sweet and slow. Just let yourself go. Bill, you'll have to swing.
Hey, I can swing. It's not quite the thing. I'm a crooner.
Nonsense. Swing, and the quicker the sooner.
Oh, I can't sleep up here. No, I can't sleep up here. I want to snore, but the boss gets sore, so I can't sleep up here.
Miss Jenny, you'll have to swing.
Okay, it's all wrong. The torch is my type of song.
Never mind. Swing until you scorch. Now get along, little Jenny, get along.
I can't sleep up here if you won't let me sleep up here. I'll just mo-de-o-de-o-de-o, cause I can't sleep up here.
This snoring on the job's all wet. Let's hear from the clarinet. Pretty good as a whole. Just the same, I better call a roll. Now, Mr. Trumpet Man. And saxophone. And a drummer man. And a songbird.
Da 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 da.
And a clarinet. Well, now that you're all awake, boys, I'm going to give you a break. Make this last eight bars pop, and I'll let you stop. Okay? Take it away.
Kay Kaiser and his orchestra, December 2nd, 1936, and You Can't Sleep Up Here, co-written by Kay Kaiser. The vocalists were Sully Mason, Ginny Sims, and Bill Storer. Before that, it was early Kay Kaiser, November 26, 1929, and Collegiate Fanny with the vocal refrain by Sully Mason. And we started that little tribute to Kay Kaiser with vocalist Ginny Sims and I Fell Up to Heaven, written by Leo Robin and Ralph Ranger from November 26, 1938. Kay Kaiser, born June 18, 1905. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at www.kisl.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at www.radiofreeworld.com. Last week, June 18th, marked the birth in New York City in 1908 of Clayton Johnson Hermans, Jr., better known as Bud Collier. He was an actor or announcer on many radio shows, including Renfrew of the Mounted, The March of Time, and Cavalcade of America, but his most famous radio role was on the Mutual Network as Superman, a role he played until 1950 when he began working in radio and game and quiz shows, including ABC's Break the Bank and Goodson and Todman's Winner Take All. Collier successfully transitioned from radio to television, hosting the TV versions of Break the Bank and Winner Take All. On March 23, 1950, he began an 11-year run as host of Beat the Clock, and on December 18, 1956, became host of To Tell the Truth, his most successful show. Bud Collier died on September 8, 1969. So to commemorate Bud Collier and to tell the truth, here are some rapidly rotating records about truth, starting off with Ray Noble and Al Boley.
as true.
You.
And I thought
you were true.
I was true.
True to you.
That's why I'm blue.
And that's why I'm blue.
I was yours.
That's
I was yours.
Right or wrong.
I was true.
True to you.
That's why I'm blue.
That's why I'm blue.
Now I'm grieved because I believe that you were on the level. Angel eyes, the eyes that I prize, were eyes of the devil. In my heart,
oh, I'll sigh.
When we part,
I won't cry.
I was true.
True to you.
That's why I'm blue.
That's why I'm blue.
Thank you.
bed, created to be mated, happy the day. Someday I'll see your eyes with love light glowing, your tender passion showing, happy the day.
Life is short, but I wanted to fly till we stand in the church, you and I, with the sunshine dispelling the gloom. Happy bride, happy groom.
Someday we'll hear the bells up in the steeple sing with two happy people, happy the day. All my life, though I know that it's wrong, I've wished my life away. I've schemed, I've hoped, and I've dreamed for just one happy day. In your heart there's a tiny seed, it's the seed of the love I need. And I know that someday it will grow, at least I'm hoping so. Someday maybe we'll know that we were fated, created to be mated, happy the day. Someday I'll see your eyes with love light glowing, your tender passion showing, happy the day. Life is short, but I've wanted to fly till we stand in the church, you and I, with the sunshine dispelling the gloom. Happy bride, happy groom.
Someday we'll hear,
someday we'll hear,
up in the
steeple,
happy people, happy birthday.
Some songs about telling the truth on Rapidly Rotating Records. We started with Al Boley with Ray Noble and his new Mayfair Orchestra, and I Was True. I Was True was recorded on April 12, 1931, just one day after Al married Frieda Roberts. That was followed by Eddie Duchin and his orchestra in 1937 with the vocal by Buddy Clark on The Camera Doesn't Lie. And we just heard Carol Gibbons and his boyfriends and Happy the Day. The vocalists were Bobby Howes and the Carlisle Cousins. So what does Happy the Day have to do with truth? Well, Happy the Day was one of a number of songs from the show Tell Her the Truth. Last week, June 17th, marked the birth in 1902 of Samuel Feinberg. You may know him better as Sammy Fain, but if not, you certainly know his songs. For over 40 years, the Oscar-winning musician and composer wrote for stage and screen. His career began working for a music publisher and as a singer and pianist in radio and vaudeville. His first published song was Nobody Knows What a Redhead Mama Can Do, with the lyric by Irving Mills and Al Dubin, and recorded by Sophie Tucker. From 1926 to 1942, he collaborated primarily with Irving Kale, producing hits such as I'll Be Seeing You, You Brought a New Kind of Love to Me, By a Waterfall, Wedding Bells Are Breaking Up That Old Gang of Mine, and Let a Smile Be Your Umbrella. Fain's 30s Broadway credits include Everybody's Welcome, Right This Way, Hell's a Poppin', and George White's Scandals of 1939. Between 1930 and 58, Fain wrote for more than 30 movies, including The Big Pond, the Marx Brothers comedy Monkey Business, Footlight Parade, Goin' to Town, starring Mae West, and Dames in 1934, in which Fain appeared as a songwriter. He was nominated for Academy Awards 9 times and won his first Oscar for the song Secret Love from 1953's Calamity Jane, and his second for the title song from 1955's Love is a Many Splendored Thing. He continued composing into the 1970s. Sammy Fain died of a heart attack in Los Angeles on December 6, 1989. Here are three from Sammy Fain.
¶¶ appreciate the simple things, for I'm awfully fond of getting love in a natural setting. This is what I call the simple things, just a winding stream where I can drift and dream while I am waiting for you. By a waterfall, I'm calling you. We can share it all beneath a ceiling of blue. We'll spend a heavenly day here where the whispering waters play. There's a whippoorwill that's calling you. By a waterfall is dreaming too. There's a magic melody Mother Nature sings to me beside a waterfall with you. By a waterfall, I'm calling you. We can share it all beneath a ceiling of blue. We'll spend a heavenly day,
a heavenly day,
here where the whispering waters play. There's a whippoorwill that's calling you. By a waterfall he's dreaming too. There's a magic melody Mother Nature sings to me beside a waterfall.
Morning glories round my windowsill. Look at the sun come peeping behind that distant hill. This is my day to sing and shout hallelujah for joy. There'll be a big time, big dance and jig time soon. Oh boy, oh joy, what a day. See those skies just as blue as my baby's eyes. What a day for somebody and me. What a day, bless my soul, she's as sweet as a sugar bowl. What a day for somebody and me. Oh gosh, oh gee, this thing called love is driving me crazy. I feel just like dancing round with a daisy. Oh, what a day, hold that rice, come on, parson, and kiss her twice. What a day for somebody and me. That and fixed up a flat and everything. One early morning, we heard the doorbell ding dong ding.
Out on the step, an army stood, uncles, aunties, and all. 40 or more came inside the door and said, "We've come to call." What a day! I felt weak. 20 kids playing hide and seek. What a day for somebody and me. What a day. Uncle John walked around with his rubbers on. What a day for somebody and me. They had to eat, and let me tell you this while I'm able. Grandpa took his teeth right out at the table. What a day. When they went, we were gray and our backs were bent. What a day for somebody and me.
I'm just a little Jackie Harner since I met my sugar cane. That gang of mine has been revealing that they're feeling sore. I left the lamplight on the corner of the moon in Lover's Lane. I'm doing things I never did before.
When to take my sugar to tea, all the boys are jealous of me. Cause I never take away the gang goes when they take my sugar to tea. I'm a rowdy dowdy, that's me. She's a hi-hat baby, that's she. So I never take away the gang goes when they take my sugar to tea. Every Sunday afternoon, we forget our cares, rubbing elbows at the Ritz with those millionaires. When I take my sugar to tea, I'm as ritzy as I can be. So I never take away the gang goes when I take my sugar to tea. For two and two and tea. Great occasion for me, and my only worry is my bankroll when I take my sugar to tea. She's the only one I can see, and she thinks the same about me. So we always sit right in the spotlight when I take my sugar to tea. Every Sunday afternoon, we forget our cares, rubbing elbows at the Ritz with those millionaires. When I take my sugar to tea, I'm as ritzy as I can be. So I overtake away the gang goes when I take my sugar to tea. Likes music kinda warm, I kinda like it too. You take music from a horn, thrills you through and through. That's the kind of music that we dance to when I take my sugar to tea.
The Sunshine Boys, Joe Mooney and Dan Mooney, and When I Take My Sugar to Tea from the 1931 Marx Brothers picture Monkey Business, written by Pierre Norman, Irving Kale, and Sammy Fain. That was preceded by What a Day, written by Harry Woods and sung there by Sammy Fain. And we began our little tribute with Leighton and Johnstone in January of 1934 in the Sammy Fain-Irving Kale collaboration By a Waterfall from the movie Footlight Parade. Composer Sammy Fain, born June 17, 1902. I mentioned earlier we might have time for the other side from that March 10th, 1924 Jeanette session with Guy Lombardo's Royal Canadians. Here's Mama's Gone, Goodbye. Thank you. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.